Kendi and Ravo podcast, sponsored by Maves and the Garavo Bar.
How's my hair?
How's mine, actually, more
Yours
so?
Is lovely.
I just got out of the Patrick.
Did you? What? Is there that a little grey patch at the front I'm seeing?
Are you messing with me?
No.
What? Don't tell me it's coming on me that quick, because last week I found my first one.
Maybe it's the lightning here.
It better be the shagging lightning
it
here.
It must be the lightning, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely the lightning, Mark. No need to worry.
I am pretty fucking beautiful, actually.
Yeah, in fairness.
I might talk to myself for the rest of this. Hey, yeah. Girl. How you living? I just had a Paddy Power, so it was because Tuesday's a busy day.
Yeah.
Do you know? I've lived the child
you had
at home.
You had your, I'm leaving the child rearing activities. I will now change from the
Recess.
White sock to the black sock.
Yeah, change from the white sock to the black sock.
Wait, now you're still in the white sock.
Have a look at me for a second there now. This is Summer Kendi.
Okay, so for all of you not on the Patreon, which by the way you could sign up to.
Rain, hail or snow.
Only a fiver, you can get to see Kendi's leg.
You can
is
get
what
to see
I'm
that
seeing.
Leg. Isn't that good leg now, isn't it?
This is Summer Kendi.
This prime beef that you're looking at right here is Summer Kendi, because I will wear shorts for all okay. I don't care if it's raining outside. It's never cold in the summer.
Right.
There's no such thing as cold in the summer.
Okay.
I'll wear these, and they're very active shorts. Yeah. Like, look at the shorts, Tommy.
Yeah. They're very active shorts. They're like something you could nearly go into the sea with.
You could go into the sea with that.
Yeah,
you could also wear it to a gig later on in the evening, like if you want to as well. I wear these to all gigs now.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't wear like...
Has Maeve dropped their dress policy a little bit, have they? They loosened it somewhat.
I love... My favourite thing is breaking the rules as a musician.
Yes.
So there's a lot of pubs out there who say like no tracksuits.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wear a tracksuit, by the way. I was going to say that to you, but they'd be like, no hats is a big one.
Yes.
No hats is a massive one, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it, Brendan?
Brendan, sore spot with Brendan there now. Brendan got accosted for his hat there only last week.
Well, I did as well. Well, I'll tell you a story about a place one time. Well, obviously I won't name it, like, but because it was years and years ago. I don't even know if it's still open. Anyway.
Ara name it.
No, I'm not naming it.
Shite.
No. Bouncers outside the door said to, I walked up to see a band playing a gig.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I wasn't drinking or anything. Like, mm-hmm. I was actually driving. So I drove up and went in to see a band at a gig. And bouncer stopped me and said, you're not coming in. And I was like, what's he on about? Sorry. And he said, you're wearing a hat.
Yeah.
And I said to him, I can just take the hat off, like, if you want.
And then I'd be a totally different person.
Yeah. And he said, all right, we'll take the hat off, like, but I don't want to see it on you when you go inside, yeah? I went inside. There was a fella wearing, you know, like, did you ever hear of Nike TNs?
What's a Nike
TN? Nothing wrong with Nike TNs, by the way, but there was back then. The
What is a Nike TN?
A Nike TN is a shoe. People are going to start Googling it now, and they'll know what I mean.
It's a shoe.
A white Nike TN. White Adidas tracksuit.
Oh, yeah.
And then just a white vest.
Wow.
And this gentleman didn't look great.
He looked like the young fella from E17. You know,
No, he didn't, though.
A bit of an anger issue.
Yeah. Well, like, he looked a lot rougher than that. If your man from E17... No, I won't say that. And he also was causing quite a bit of trouble in there at 10 o'clock at night.
So he got in and you didn't.
And I felt like going out to the bouncer and saying... Thank God you caught me on the way in now, because I'm the real worry that's going to... So anyway...
I don't understand the problem with hats. Is it just because CCTV?
CCTV can't fit. But I would have worn a backwards hat.
Ah,
as is
fine.
In all the photos that have ever been taken of me and you that are out there now. Like, I'm in a backwards hat.
That's
like,
right, yeah. Very trendy.
Very trendy 12 years ago, yes, for sure. And so it wouldn't have been that... I think he was just big leaguing. This is what I've noticed, and tell me if I'm right or wrong. And I know people who run bouncer companies.
You're going to come to a better man now to tell you whether you're right or wrong.
No, but I'm on about the people out there even, so.
All right, not me.
Do bouncers, is it handier for a bouncer, if there is any bouncers out there, to big league me, who is innocent.
Big soft head.
And then let a fella in like that because you're a bit scared.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Do you know?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you another time... Did I tell you a story about the knife getting pulled on me one time?
You did?
Oh, yeah. Anyway,
you can't say outside where, though.
No, I was going to say, but anyway, at that time as well, there was one bouncer, fair play to him, who who jumped straight away, grabbed the neck and everything. Yeah. And then there was another one that was hiding behind the door.
They don't make them like that anymore.
They don't make them like that anymore. Anyway, I know people who run bouncer company. I'm just saying, is it easier just to go, he let your man in probably because he was a bit scared of him.
Yeah.
So then the next fella that came in, then he had to say,
he had to fill the quota.
I'll fill the quota and I'll pretend to the other bouncer that I am a hard man.
Yeah.
And I'll tell this little 20-year-old who wants to go in and watch a little bit of music.
That's true.
That he's a problem going in the door.
Anyway, sure.
I never held on to that.
You forgive that straight away.
Straight away, Ray.
Yeah.
I've never, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't be one now for remembering stuff.
Was there a reason why you were drawing my attention to your legs?
Why did we start this in the first place?
You threw your leg up on top of the table, right? Which Brian McDermott won't be happy with because it's rude. right?
He's not it.
He's not here, but he'll see it.
Come here. If you think I give a shit. No, I'm joking.
But you threw it up there and you said, look at that. I presume there's a reason I was to look at it.
To enjoy it, I guess. What were we talking about?
I don't know. You just said Summer Candy.
Anyway, it's Summer Candy. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I haven't a clue. Did you like it though, anyway?
I did, yeah.
Okay, well, the then didn't work.
Lovely legs.
So. Thanks, man. Yeah, so this is. I do be showering before everything in my day now.
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm ready for day two. Since fucking 6:30, right? Young one. And then I finished that day.
Yeah.
And now I have to get ready for the second day.
Second half of the day.
In this day.
Is it the more enjoyable half of the day?
This part isn't really.
No.
I do have to say, my daughter's at a great stage of her life now where she knows what no means.
Oh.
And like yes and all that. And oh man. And mine. Ooh, that's a big one. Everything she picks up, mine.
Isn't, yeah, okay, it's hers mine, now. Yeah. Mine. Yeah.
And then like if she doesn't want to do something, she knows now how not to, she doesn't have to shout or cry.
She says no.
She knows now just to say no.
No.
I was abroad inside town today. Mm. Had her in the buggy. She loves the buggy.
Yeah.
Flying around the buggy. And when I tried to put her back into the car, she said, no car. No car.
Right.
And I was like, shit, this bitch is cognitive.
Yeah.
She is now fully.
So how did you get her home?
Fully aware.
You walked her home in the buggy and then came back into town and get the car.
Yeah. She walked home and I drove home.
Very good, yeah. Yeah. She's still sitting there.
She was home before.
On O'Connor Street.
I don't know how she does
in the buggy.
But anyway, she's at that great stage now where she knows. She knows what she's saying and what she's not saying. You know,
did you?
She's well aware of a second baby as well now, which is hilarious.
Well, I must talk about the second baby.
Yeah, go on.
Because interestingly, this links on to Brendan's Bits.
Oh yeah, okay, go on. Yeah.
Brendan's Bits.
Brendan sent in a thing there about population,
right?
And apparently, you're expected if you want to keep a stable population in the world, or in your country, you'd want to be hitting about 2.1 babies. Now, I don't know how you're going to achieve that. You're nearly there. Right?
Yeah. Well, is that kind of two babies and one that she doesn't know about?
No.
That counts.
But 2.1 babies. If you add everybody up, it should come out to 2.1
babies. Is that
babies.
2.1 babies is this? I have two babies.
Yes.
And then I go over to a very popular woman who might have had 10 lads and she doesn't know which one of them it is.
Oh, yeah. So you'd have a 0.1 share in a baby.
I'd have a 0.1% share in a baby. She don't know whose it is.
I
call that the Field of Nettles baby.
You wouldn't know which one.
She falls into a field of nettles.
Yeah.
She's not going to say, that's the one over there. Now
the baby's called Nettles. So.
Nettles Kendi on show.
2.1 babies is what you want on average.
Nettles
on average, right?
We're trying to think of babies' names now. Like,
yeah, that's a good one.
Nettles Kendi.
Why are you called Nettles?
Don't ask.
My mother fell into a. Yeah.
My mother was a popular woman.
But. Anyway, according to research, the country needs a birth rate of 2.1 children per woman to maintain a stable population. I think that's very not right either, because men can have babies too, you know, just to go about it a different way.
That's such a good point, Ray, because you can't.
Okay. So anyway, that's fine. But then when you actually click into the map and you see how bad things have gotten, we're not meeting that quota.
So what does Ireland have?
Ireland has 1.54 babies
per woman. I would still consider that quite high.
It's not. It's not good at all. You'd be surprised what 0.5% the damage it does.
Yeah.
It means that as you carry on with the 1.54, you're going to be in trouble in about 80 years' time.
Yeah.
There's not going to be enough young ones.
But that's the Irish population.
I just realised the cohort of people that'll affect. But carry on there now.
No. Okay. So that's a good point. So do you, are we going to play stupid here and not say the reason why that is or no?
What?
Can we discuss all the reasons as to why we have a birth rate of 1.5?
That's across the country. Like the UK is 1.49, Netherlands 1.4, Germany 1.46, Poland 1.29.
Okay.
Is there anywhere doing really well?
So will you look across the globe there and will you give me some stats from Africa and Asia, please?
I don't have the African stats there, but I'd say it's more than two.
Yeah, okay. So what happened in the Western world in the last 20 years or 30 years?
We got distracted. We kind of took the eye off the ball.
Like what, we're watching Friends and Hang Time too much?
No, we're just kind of, let's go travel and have the crack. Let's go out more. Let's have a job that
focus
on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So it's clear there. I know, and I'm not saying this to patronise, because there's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
No. It's wrong in about 80 years' time.
But it'll be different in about 80 years' time.
It won't
be
you that'll suffer for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
you got to live
what happened is in the Western world in the last 20 years, even though it was obviously happening before then, I'm not saying it just, but certainly it got fast-tracked in. We talked about it before. The two income family, mm-hmm. women are now fully in the workforce. Yeah. They're expected to have a job.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas before it was like, did you hear she has or whatever?
She has a job.
Now, this goes back to 50s and 60s too, of yeah. course. They had loads of them. Like, my mother worked since she was a child. Mm-hmm. Now it's, so now what's happening is, young ones now, I feel so bad saying this because I think people are going to go, do you hear Kendi on about that? Like, he has a clue. But I'll just give you me 2p.
Your 2 cents. Yeah.
I'll give you me 2p.
Yeah.
They're now going, I'm going to travel to Australia.
Yes.
5 years gone.
Yeah.
Okay,
good times though.
So, sorry, here's what happens. I'm going to go to third level education.
3 years.
So, 4 years.
4 years in some cases.
For a level 8.
Unless you want it. Level 8, yeah.
So, that's without going for a master's or a higher dip.
Yeah.
Your man did the H dip.
Yeah.
Your one didn't do the H dip.
So, 4 years on average.
Yeah. Yep. So, I'm going to then go to Australia.
So, that's 22, you're off to Australia.
Yeah.
Sound.
22, you head off to Australia.
You're there for 5 years.
Probably, I mean, that'd be long enough.
Not everybody goes. But you could end up in Dubai, you're doing a bit of drop of teaching.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Canada, anywhere.
And
like,
this is men and women.
This is men and women.
This is not just, it's not
this
just
is
women.
Men and women.
We're talking about fellas as well going, jeez, I'd love to go and work on the farms in Australia.
It's both. It's such a good point to say that it's both. Yeah. So they go off, they work in the farm for 6 months, they're gone for 5 years.
Yeah.
4, 3, whatever it is. Let's say you're up to now, what do we say, 27? Is
you're
that
back.
Being nice?
Yeah, you're back. Yeah, if you're being
that's
nice.
That's 4 years. Yeah, so 5 years. Yeah, yeah. So 22 to 27. Okay, 5 years, you're in Australia. You then come back and you settle into a job then back home.
Mm.
Right?
And you want to settle.
And you want to settle.
You don't want to be getting that stuff for the first. And you have to be, if you you've normally come home from Australia having broken up with the person.
Maybe.
That you were seeing
yes,
over there.
Maybe you've split up with someone over there.
And now you're back on the Tinders and you're realising how shite it is.
But you get a job.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you do that job then for a couple of years. Maybe you do meet a fella then, 30.
Or a girl.
Or a girl.
Yeah.
You can meet both. Best luck having the baby with two of the boys.
No, but if we're talking from both sides of this here.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. I was only making a shite joke is all. And let's say you do meet someone then. You fall in love, head over heels.
All the way.
Okay. Then you spend 2 or 3 years perhaps courting.
Getting to know them.
You then listen to Simon Harris.
Yeah.
Leo's Varadkar.
All of the lads.
All of them. And they say, you better get your shit together if you want to get a house.
Yes.
Because the world is in you are not ready to be doing anything in this world.
Yeah.
The place is in shit.
You need to find 40 grand fast.
You better find 40 grand fast. Stop drinking Guinness.
Yeah.
So don't go out
Stop
and meet anyone.
Stop buying coffees on your car.
Yeah, yeah. So don't go out and meet anyone because you have not got the money for that.
That's right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So then you eventually hit 34, 35 and you go, okay, maybe we're ready to settle down.
And that's when you have the 1.49
baby. That's when you have one baby and then maybe after that you have another
half one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have another half baby.
Another half baby after that, which is the typical thing in an Irish family. 1.5 babies.
That's what's happening.
That's what's happening.
Now let's go back to our parents' time.
Yeah.
Your father looked at your mother.
That was it. I was
there.
There
we go. There was 5 years.
It was 5
years.
They had actually the
now,
two
they
kids.
Both yet worked. They had two, my parents both worked.
They had two kids by the age of 30.
Okay, that's not bad. And then there's three more after that.
And then there's only 4 in my family.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we don't talk about the other one. Sorry, Ray, you're right.
What other one?
Sorry, Ray, I know they're in the attic. Whatever.
What
doesn't
other
matter.
One?
Nothing.
What are you talking about?
Doesn't matter.
Is there something I don't know here?
No. Do you ever see that episode of The Simpsons where they find Bart's brother in the attic?
I'm going to ring my mother.
No, it doesn't
What's
matter.
What's this Marcus saying about it?
All I'd say is, I had nothing to do with this.
Imagine that, right, okay.
Regardless of what she says, she's only joking. I had nothing to do with this.
You were only a glint in my. Anyway.
No. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
No, and the reason I was asking you for...
But we're in trouble, apparently.
Why?
Because if we don't get back to making babies...
Yeah, well, I mean, it's funny you say that because some person who got into local government or else in the European elections, and he said, we need to get women back reproducing in this country.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah, he said, we need to get... Yeah.
Which is patronising.
It is patronising, but he's not wrong.
Yeah, no, but he is wrong to say it, though, because you can't tell anyone to do anything.
You can't be saying it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can put out little things like Brendan's bits. And
you can
go, here, now, this isn't good. Just trust us. It's not good.
No, like, it isn't good, like, obviously. Yeah. But, like, having said that, like, there is other parts of the world that are less developed than Ireland
and
that
apparently,
are creating people
but apparently
who
we,
are then getting forced to come over here.
Well, if we don't get our act together,
we'll be
relying on those people
to
come in and keep the place ticking over.
So Ray, what do you ask me to do here? Do you want to bring them in and I'll start, because I have good strong stuff. We know I have the stuff to do this.
Yeah, we could
set
up
a little
centre.
Are you asking me to stand up?
And Mark, do your duty.
Your country needs you.
Your country needs you.
Is that what you're
Form
wondering?
An orderly queue.
Yeah. And let you all line up. Listen, give me a couple of litres of Luke's Aid and a couple of donuts to just have a break in between every so often.
How long would it take
Jaffa
to get sick? of it.
I'll tell you one thing, Ray. You'd be doing well wipe the smile off my face.
Imagine if it was a bit like a spa, where you basically come in and everybody come in and they had their appointed time. Yeah. Where they come in and they just had coitus with Mark.
We're sending Kendi out to stud.
Exactly. You'd be like Genghis Khan.
I'm going to be sitting in, right, with me top off, eating a bale of hay. I want to do it like that. I don't want to bring it into a professional environment
like this.
Big old, hairy old slung. And what I want is, I want to be in a stable if we're doing this.
I don't want it
to be in this kind of environment or any kind of professional environment,
like
be that governmental, education or clinical.
Okay.
I want to be in a stable where a half-door stable. The top half the door is open.
You want to
be
sitting in your own shite?
Top half the door is open and they walk them by. And I go, yep, come up.
Yeah.
And then the back are in. She can't go in forwards.
Right, okay, look, if anything, I'm delighted you've given us one option for trying to fix this locally.
Yeah, I'll have it up, Ray.
Yeah.
I'd have it up to 3.2 if you give me a year.
And then after a year,
I'll have it up to 3.2.
You'll have to spend every lunch break up in the hospital welcoming your sire.
I'll have to spend every lunch break up in the hospital on an IV drip is what I'll have to fucking do. Christ almighty, Ray, I'd be a carton of a man. There'd be nothing left in me. Christ above.
A carton of a man.
An empty carton of a man is what I meant to say. Come here. If that's what you want, I'm willing to do it. I will do my bit for my... Some people join the Defence Forces. Fuck that. But anyway...
Do you want to reference that section?
Do you want to say what I'm on about?
Yes.
It's a disgrace. I know we're here to have the crack.
Official position of the podcast is?
It's a fucking disgrace.
Here you are now.
And it's, if you want my genuine, the Kendi personal opinion, you don't have to be a part of this. It's because there's a bunch of old fucking men who are the judges in this country.
Hold on now. Do you want to just for the people that are coming to this podcast 2 years from now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, who have no awareness of what you're talking about.
Natasha O'Brien. Am I right in saying that name? Because I don't want to get the name wrong. Yeah. Natasha O'Brien and a gentleman called matter who gives a fuck what his name is. Unbelievable.
And he's not a gentleman.
This happens too much. Like, you cannot, there has to be consequences for ferocious actions.
You haven't explained.
But why do we have to explain? People just look up Natasha O'Brien. Jesus Christ. Like, this is back to you saying, we better tell them the episode number in case they forget.
It's 249.
I don't want to get into the fucking, I don't want to get into the nitty gritty of the story itself. The one thing I will say to her is she spoke so well. And another thing she said is, it's not just women that are putting up with this, because we're all fucking terrified and we go out and we see loonies out there and you go, I was in a chipper on Sunday night where two boys started talking while I was at the front of the queue.
Yeah.
Talking about this, that. And I just didn't turn around because I was fucking scared.
Yeah, yeah.
It's these pricks are going around and it is fucking fellas. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah.
And there's no consequences for actions like that.
Mm.
And it's the same with sex offenders as well.
Yeah.
They're fucking old bastard men sitting up letting them get away with stuff. And I don't know if it's a money thing. Someone has to explain this to me. Someone could come in and say, no, if you read it properly, they're going by the book. Well, then we better fucking rewrite that book.
I genuinely think the judge involved in this case, which for anyone who hasn't heard about it was a case where a man beat up a woman, made her unconscious.
I don't understand how it's not attempted murder, but go on anyway.
It's it should be that.
It's fucking attempted murder.
But went to court anyway and the fella got off with a 3-year suspended sentence and a fine of €3,000.
And why? Because he might lose his job
in the Defence Force.
He's in the Defence Force and the judge said, I don't want him to lose his job.
Don't want to lose his job. And in fairness, I do solemnly think that he got it wrong.
He got it wrong.
This particular individual, it'd be a fine thing if the particular individual had shown any sort of remorse at all, because the whole way through
he tried to lie about it
he tried to cover up until eventually he ended up with a solicitor's office, and the solicitor obviously has one job: get you the least sentence possible.
Solicitor
said, you're going to have to plead not guilty. Obviously he wasn't going to disagree with that. So he pleaded guilty. But that was about the height of the remorse shown. The judge definitely should have imposed a custodial sentence of a significant nature and allowed him some time to reflect on what he did.
And like, no wonder women are fucking scared going around the place, like, because he's not the only one capable of that. Like,
no, you're you know? Right there. Yeah.
And the thing is, it gets to a certain point then where I think there's actions that happen and have happened even here in recent years. There's actions that happen that go way beyond that, because there's people who just are not in the right frame of mind, and it doesn't matter what you would have done, they would have ended up doing what they did.
Mm.
And what I mean by that is like murder, mass murder, all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of that you don't see coming, right? And I'm not accusing this man of being capable of something like that, but what I'm saying is, when it comes to these vicious acts that people think don't have any repercussions, you have to stop people in that track.
Yeah.
I really want to fucking do this, but if I do, I'm going to get 10 years.
Some thought has to pop into a person's mind. It's a deterrent, obviously.
There has to be a deterrent.
To try and stop people with the more...
With those aggressive crazy tendencies. Yes. Yeah. To fucking do that.
And that's not happened in this case, and I think it's an awful lot.
And it hasn't happened a lot of time as well. Yeah. I mean, we won't get into it too much, but there is an outrageous amount of indecent exposure of minors going on in this country as well. And people getting away with that too as well. And that's a whole different story. Fucking hell. I don't know if it's a money thing. Are they just going, sorry, Castlereagh and Port Leash are full, lads. We haven't the power to be minding these people.
Yeah. So fair play to Natasha, though, for speaking out and being so brave.
Just unbelievable. Because she has some backbone to go, fuck this shit. Yeah. I'm not letting this go on. Yeah. Like, fair play to you, lovey. Honest to God.
Yeah.
Anyway, we won't get into that too much more as well. Have you all bits that you want to get on to?
I have some bits. I'll give you a choice now. There's two sections there we can talk about.
Lovely.
Right, we have the wedding.
Yeah, we do.
The big wedding at the weekend. We like to get stuck into weddings, especially friends' weddings. I have that, or I have a trip to Ramstein. So I'm going to let you, which way would you like to go next?
Now, the trip to Ramstein was no more interesting now than the Eurovision by the looks of things.
Well, we'll start with that then.
Now,
by default, that's where you wanted to go.
Now.
And we'll finish on a high then.
Did they play any country music at all?
Stop the lights.
Did they?
No. No,
don't guess it then.
No country music.
A big load of overdriven old shite guitars.
Myself.
A fellow who hadn't invited note in his head.
Myself and Luke Stevani.
And a fireworks they got up north.
No, it was.
That's all it was.
Ramstein was absolutely, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, it was quite possibly one of the greatest nights of my life.
Right, okay.
They were tremendous.
Wedding and all, waste of time. The £55 he spent on this ticket.
I want to talk about a few small aspects of the show. Okay. First of all, you've gone to concerts before, haven't you?
I mean, in my youth.
Yeah.
And I haven't been to a concert.
There's two things, though. You know, when you're at a big standing concert, if you want to get a good spot,
I hate that.
You have to go and stand in the good spot, and you have to then forego the pints.
Yeah, I hate that. That's why I don't like
these
things.
So you can't stand there with a sufficient amount of pints without having to leave the good spot and go through a million people.
Yeah.
And then you also still have to go through a million people to go to the toilet.
Oh, so my question,
to you is, would you be more a kind of a fella to go get the good spot but forego the drinking?
Yes.
Okay.
That's it. That's it.
That wasn't me and Luke.
Me?
several trips.
The reason for that is...
Yeah.
I don't want to be drinking in a field full of smells, okay?
But there's no smells. Just the smell of diesel fumes is all I was getting.
Plenty of smells in a field like that.
Diesel fumes and confetti. That's all Ramstein smells.
I can't. I'd rather, whether I had to make the journey or not, I don't want to be drinking at something like that.
Okay.
So I would, if I went to that, I would be saying, I'm going to park my car appropriately.
Yeah.
I'm going to find the appropriate spot to stand.
Yeah.
And then my 2 feet will be planted until this show is over.
I did think about the fact that I'd love if there was something promoting the old drinking culture that we shouldn't be promoting. But if they had really small bars, like just, you know, someone with a bag of cans.
Yes.
And I'm willing to tap.
Well, here's the thing now.
And just dot them around the place.
I don't know, because I know Taylor Swift and all them were in the Aviva.
Not yet.
Have you ever... Oh, was she not?
Oh, no. She hasn't been there yet.
Oh, has she not? This shows you how much I know. Yeah. Anyway, so...
Oh, you'll know when she's there.
We'll feel it on the Richter scale, is it?
You'll feel the earth move.
But what I mean is, I've gone to sporting events in Medici.
Yeah.
You don't have to get up off your seat, Ray. If you want a hot dog, a bowl of popcorn, some cheesy nachos...
That's when you're up on the stand, though. But when you're in amongst 10,000 people on a pitch...
That's what I mean. Should we have people with the oaks over their heads going round the pitch as well?
Or you might have actually... If you put them on a line... Like a clothesline above you. And they can hover in. What if we get them kind of set up with the wings?
Or drones. Just get drones in dropping in stuff.
Well, you can order to your geolocation.
Now,
the only problem is then you'll get loads of pints then. So the drone drops you down your pint. You're in your delighted with life. Yeah. Right? And you're going thumbs up the drone.
Yeah.
So the whole fucking field is covered in drones. I know what to take away from the look of things. But then you've also then, how do you go to the toilet?
Huh?
How do you go to the toilet?
Would
mandatory colostomy bags do the trick there?
Everyone has to have a catheter. You can't go to the gig.
The catheters and drones.
The catheters and drones.
Is the solution to... And you can still then be in your best spot.
Now, having said that, I was talking to another gentleman friend of mine who said that he was at a concert called Sum 41.
Oh, yeah?
That'll be way more down my alley.
I know,
would love to see Sum 41.
Yeah.
And he said that a friend of his just pissed into the empty glasses and bottles. But didn't throw them. He just then
left
them down beside his feet.
That's true. But How do you? You
it's
have
not
to,
the worst
wait,
idea.
Wait, now, if you stick the bottle into your trouser.
Stick a bottle into the trouser.
Yeah, but my.
No, he said he shite into a bottle as well.
No. To be a lot of lads now wouldn't fit into the little bottle cap.
No, yeah, this fella did now.
You want to give his name?
No? I have to, if I want to do it, it'd have to be a Lucozade bottle. You know, with the bigger top on it. Yeah. No, I won't say his name, though, because we mentioned him before on this.
You'd have to have a coffee cup or something, or a keep cup.
Oh, absolutely, man. Yeah.
And that'd keep it warm for you.
I'd have to have one of those standing cups that you see the women going around in.
The big yolk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to fit. Yeah. But that's what he did, and just poured it down. Now, I don't know how he hid it, because there'd be indecent exposure in that now as well if someone saw the tippiest.
Yeah.
But that's what he was doing at the Sum 41 concert, so he didn't lose his spot. Because there's nothing worse than, imagine you go, right, now here I am, front.
Yeah.
I could do the piss now, actually.
Yeah.
And if you're at something like a Woodstock, or even Oxygen back in the day,
a long way.
Electric Picnic or any of those. Mm. What's the one in Bunduran?
Bunduran, the Sea Sessions.
The Sea Sessions, and you're at the front and you go, I have to piss. What do you do?
Yeah.
Do you just hold the piss for
that's
all
what
that
I
long?
Wonder. I think the people that are
that's
at the front.
Why you would forego from drinking.
Yeah, forego from drinking.
Do you know what I mean? You have to.
The bar staff were slow. I hate to say it.
Some
of them were fast now. There was four bars. Bars two and three were tremendous. Bars one and four were the worst things I ever seen in my life.
Were they on the outskirts, the wings?
Down the wings and just the bad staff and just people that didn't look like they'd ever worked in the bar before. Yeah. And all they had to do was literally carry the rock, plank the rock show from the place where they were pouring them to the front and tap them a card.
Yeah.
Oh, it was excruciating to
watch. I have to say, I had to hand it to Sligo.
Yeah.
Because they've caught up after the pandemic.
Yeah.
A lot of the pubs around the place.
Yeah.
And they've good staff in
good
again.
Good staff
and
in
you
again.
Don't find yourself waiting around.
That's good.
But, Jesus, that's going to be a big problem, isn't it? As well, we were talking about the workforce and all that kind of crack.
Yeah.
Young ones nowadays don't want to work behind bars.
No, they don't. There was a real
and
sense
if they
of,
do, they're doing it in Australia. They don't mind waiting. We won't wait for no one.
They didn't care. There was a sense of, I don't care that the band are about to start and you need 4 pints. There was no urgency about them. I was like, can you hear the music starting?
Yeah, yeah.
I've queued for
Do hast to speed up.
Yes, please. Do hast speed up, please.
So thanks, Sarah Plass, if that was right, let us know.
Yeah.
So no, but come here. There is going to, that's going to be. I think that's going to be a problem for a long, long time. It's going to be shite. And Irish people are well used to waiting.
Yeah, we are.
Our favourite drink, we fucking fill it up 3 quarters, and we say, "How about we fucking leave that for 5 minutes and come back to it?" You know,
to wrap up.
It's not that like it's fucking. Does it fuck me? There's some bad staff out there.
Bad staff. Very upsetting. To not wrap up the Rammstein experience.
Oh yeah, we haven't even talked about Rammstein yet.
Oh, Rammstein were tremendous. They did all the usual things. They burnt the keyboard player in a big cauldron with a flamethrower.
I saw your man sitting on a big flute.
He sat in a big flute and he jizzed all over the whole front of the crowd.
That's what it was.
That's what it was. Well, it was foam.
Well, was he trying to get the birth rate up? Was he?
He was trying to do his bit for the birth rate. Yeah,
he was spreading.
Yeah. He was spreading. But he was only getting the front. We didn't. Myself and Luke, he didn't get it. They sailed on boats, inflatable boats, from a small from the big stage to a small stage and back again.
How controlled are these maneuvers?
They're very controlled. Like, I mean, everybody.
Him crowd surfing on a big boat.
The thing about Mettler gigs is they are the nicest bunch of people you'll ever go to a show with. Okay. It was essentially 10,000 of the nicest people in Ireland.
Right.
And it was like the Mettler All Ireland. And everybody was, I'm sorry, and excuse me, and would you like to step in there?
Yeah.
And everything was just, they're just so nice. And there's no pushing and dragging unless you want to be pushed and dragged, and then you get into the pitch,
mosh pit.
And then even the pushing and dragging is, sorry there, I'm sorry, I hit you a bit hard there.
That must be the Irish metal community, because on my TikTok now what pops up is some lower budget shows than that now.
Well,
for
let
sure.
me talk about a lower budget show like Liam Gallagher. Now,
that's not what I meant. Now,
I see the video.
I meant metal bands in their local hall and five lads battering the shit out of each other. Yeah. Go on.
But that's controlled.
Liam's Gallagher.
The Liam's Gallagher gig was the same night above in Dublin. And I seen videos of that. And I just couldn't get over the amount of people. So one thing, and I know a good friend of the podcast, Tony Ward, mentioned this today on Facebook.
Yeah.
He said,
it was the nicest crowd he ever said.
No, he didn't.
No, he did say that.
He did say it was a great gig. But he pinpointed one thing that seems to be a thing at gigs now, where if you have about 3/4 of your pint gone, and what's left in it, you throw that and it lands 40 people away and wets them.
But that's the equivalent of a mosh pit though.
But no, this was an abundance of this. You could see it happening all the time. People throwing half pints and you're going, do they not charge enough in the Three Arena for pints? How are you throwing €4 ahead of you and hitting some poor lady on the back of the head?
So why are they doing that?
I don't understand it.
But is it a thing? Is that like a thing that happens now?
It seems to be a thing. It's ignorant bastards that have, oh, this is funny. And as Tony said, there was people up in the upper tiers actually throwing it down on people on the below.
Why
that would really
we...
upset my night if I got hit with a pint.
Oh no, if I saw it, it upset my night. Because why do people thrive on the misfortune and the bullying of others?
Yeah, I don't
Christ
know.
Almighty,
and then, and no more than getting back to Natasha's story.
Yeah.
Natasha's whole thing started where she stood up for someone.
Yeah, that's right? One thing we didn't
and
say.
And I have to say, yeah, because this particular individual, he was just throwing jibes at someone, homophobic jibes.
Yeah.
And Natasha says, come here you now, stop.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what got her into the situation that got her into it.
Yeah.
It was defending someone. Equally with the pint thrown and stuff like that. Yeah. There was a night where I was at a gig.
That's
where
right.
A gentleman threw a pint and I thought to myself, that's nasty now. Because it hit a bunch of women at a table having a good time. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking to them, would you mind just not throwing pints?
And you were working at this, by the
way. I was working at the gig.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
just in case it was like, oh, well, Ray was probably drunk as well. No, like it wasn't.
No, I wasn't.
Working.
I was a little tipsy. But I had enough in me to be brave enough to go over and go, that's the right thing to do now, is just ask them politely to stop doing that.
Yeah.
It did not end well for me.
Yeah.
I did
you
not
were well. Told.
I was told, mind your own business and get away from it.
Yeah.
And I have to say, retreating from that situation, I learnt a lesson in that. And I hate to say it to you,
stay out of it.
And that's the worst thing in a society
can
happen, because that's how the worst things happen. When good people turn a blind eye, that's when the bad people really get to play.
No. I mean, like, all you have to do is go to a big city and you'll see that happening, because like people turn blind eyes to shit like this all the time. Homeless, everything. You just go, I didn't see that.
Didn't see that, yeah.
I don't care.
I'd love to know at the Liam Gallagher gig, the general feeling of the crowd that were at it, that weren't throwing pints, that were getting hit by the pints, whether they liked the idea or not.
Yeah.
I'd love to know, is that an enjoyable activity?
That's what I'm saying, because
have I missed the memo?
The reason I asked you that is because moshing is a consensual activity.
Oh yeah, everybody says yes.
Everyone says, I'd love to get battered into
the
skull.
If me and Lukey wanted to get battered into the skull, we could have gone to a particular area and got battered.
Well, one of my favourite things I ever saw, because it was funny now, was I went to see a band called the Dropkick Murphys.
Yes.
In a place called Vicar Street.
Yeah.
It's in Dublin.
Yeah.
East side of...
I know you.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, and then I saw a fella bring his girlfriend into standing at the front without realising what was about to happen, two chords in.
Yeah.
And the two of them got battered around for maybe 15 seconds and just left.
Just left.
They said, I think we might have booked the wrong gig here.
We're
you
in
know.
The wrong spot.
I think we might be in the wrong gig here. Yeah. So it does, but that's what I'm saying. When you go into a metal gig like that, you consent. Because the music is so bad, what happens is they go, well, let's make our own crack.
If the music is bad. What? Wait now. That was a dig.
What? No,
there was a dig there now. The metal, no. Music is so good. There was no pint thrown at our gig.
Was there moshing?
There was moshing, but
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
so the moshing is, Jesus, this music is so poor.
Let's batter the shite out of each other.
Let's just batter the shite out of each other.
There was two last points in Rammstein. First of all, I don't think they're the most environmentally friendly band that ever hit the country.
I tell you, Apple Green was dry.
Predominantly based on fire and diesel.
Yeah.
And confetti, as I said.
So,
and
it's just, I would think of Rammstein like a musical.
The opposite of Eamon Ryan.
Eamon Ryan left 2 weeks ago. All of a sudden, Rammstein are booked in. Like, all this shit. Taylor Swift is coming.
Yeah.
Eamon Ryan leaves, and look what's happening.
And the last item, the keyboard player, who was dressed in a gold sparkly outfit. If anyone has ever seen a video of Rammstein playing, you'll see what he's wearing. But he performs on a treadmill. Yeah.
The whole night?
The whole night, he's on a treadmill.
He's on a Peloton or a Pelican.
It's an omnidirectional treadmill, so he can turn whichever way he wants. And he essentially just walks to the beat of the song. Isn't that marvellous? That man's getting his steps in, staying healthy.
And is he looking healthy?
He's looking very healthy,
because
very trim.
If you watch another band, it's a completely different. If anyone ever watches Toto,
yes,
go watch Toto live, right? I mean, I think the best band of all time anyway, in terms of like the musicianship. Anyway, go watch Toto live and they have a piano player and a keyboard player.
Yeah.
Now, for the most part, the piano player is playing throughout the song.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of Toto songs, the keyboard player is hitting little riffs here and there.
Yeah.
Very appropriately. In between that, just watch him, because he doesn't know what to do.
See, that's where he could do it.
What happens is, right, go watch Toto live in Poland, right? 2013, Nathan East on the bass and Simon Phillips on the drums. The keyboard player, whatever his name is, doesn't matter, he plays about eight notes. He fucking, right? He goes and he hits a chord.
Yeah.
And he steps 2 foot away from it. He looks out to the crowd. He starts counting. That's, I'd say, 50 in front. I'd say, we'll probably come up with a couple of grand here tonight again. Yeah. Oh, shit, I'm back in again. Yeah. Bap, Bap, hit this again. Come here, right there. I've got the parents up the back. I must check it. Oh, that's them. That's them there, yeah. So there's bands who are... he's a lot less active now than your gentleman.
That's where he needs a treadmill.
Maybe he should get a fucking treadmill.
Maybe he should get a treadmill.
Maybe he should.
We shall move on.
Go on.
To Shawnee Bagnall and Lorraine's wedding.
Shawnee Bagnall and Friday. Lorraine. Is she Bagnall now?
She's Bagnall.
She's Bagnall now, yeah, lads.
She's McDermott. She's Beau Bagley.
He Bagnalled her.
He Bagnalled her.
So that isn't a sexual thing?
To Bagnall someone.
To have been Bagnalled.
To have been Bagnalled.
It's in the Bagnall.
I have some genuine questions. Great day and all, but I have some genuine questions.
Oh, no, Ray. These are friends of ours. I don't like when you say, it was a great day and all, but I have some genuine questions.
Oh, no, these are genuine questions. No. So one thing that came
don't up, question their beautiful day.
One thing that came up at the table during their beautiful day
is
a question I want to ask you.
Go on.
You know when you get a pint poured at a bar?
Yeah, and it's terrible.
No. It's a great pint, and then they obviously top it up, and they put it up on the bar, and then it is yours then. You've paid for it. It is your property. You are then responsible for the drinking of it. Say, for example, you depart the room for a few moments, maybe a few minutes, and you leave the pint sit there on the bar. My question is, how long until a pint of Guinness is not drinkable?
Oh, it depends where you are.
Right. And the
let's not say. Let's not say where we were, Ray.
Don't. Oh, no, but no, this isn't a criticism of the venue at all. The pints of Guinness.
Oh, I would. That would have been my one.
Were absolutely tremendous.
Will you stop?
I'm complimenting them.
I know, but I was about to not.
Oh,
prick.
Well, I've beeped that out now, so you can tip away there now.
I was leaving. Fucking the maybe a quarter of me pint because I couldn't drink it fast enough before it went yellow.
Okay, so
there's nothing worse than yellow Guinness.
It's yellow Guinness. Because that is, when you look at the head of a pint, you see, Jesus, it's gone a bit yellow. That's a bad pint.
That's a bad pint, but if it goes yellow after a minute or two.
Right.
Because the thing is, Nicola was saying you're drinking awful fast. Because I was trying to drink before it went sour.
Trying to forget the world.
I was trying to drink before it went sour. And then by the time I got down to a quarter of a pint, then it's gone sour. And I should leave it.
Yeah.
And I think you were going around drinking the rest of my bad pints.
The rest of your bad pints, yeah.
Because every time I looked, it was empty again. I was going, who's drinking my bad pints?
That's very good. Okay.
But that, it's a problem in certain places though. But then we went out to a place then the next night.
Yes.
And Nicola said, well, and I said, yeah, they're not yellow about that one now.
There wasn't a drop left now.
Woo! I said, they're not yellow about that one now.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a pub outside Sligo Town, which again, we won't mention.
No.
Stop mentioning everything in the world, Ray.
Yeah. Next question. At the wedding ceremony itself, the priest was very magnanimous and said, come here now, lads. Some of ye, as long as you've been baptised, come up and get a drop of communion. We have the celiac bread as well for a plate of us.
It is.
We're an equal opportunities employer. Yeah. And if you don't want the blessing, you have to make the water slide signal.
No, if you want a blessing instead of Eucharist.
You got to do the water slide signal, which you assume as you're either going down a water slide or you don't want any communion.
Yeah.
So one gentleman, one guest of the wedding party, a young Will Keats.
That's right.
He is from Australia.
Yeah.
And Will Keats, I don't know, would he be a normal purveyor of communions?
Well,
he's never had one.
He certainly didn't understand the rules either.
Yeah, he'd never had a communion, but he said he'd go for it.
All of a sudden, well, I don't think he even knew he was going for it. I talked to Will.
He's joined the game.
Will has never ever had a communion. He said it the next day, like almost like he was like letting something off his chest, like, you know?
Like guilty.
So,
kind
yeah, of. So he said, look, I just saw everyone else walking up the middle of the church. So he said, I just kind of thought I better do this.
Yeah, because when you're in Ireland, you do feel like you have to go. If you're in Australia living in Ireland or living in England and visiting Ireland, you have to kind of go with the crowd.
So all of a sudden he got handed this wafer.
Yeah, and he tried it. Yeah.
And we said to him, Will, yesterday you made your first Holy Communion. And me and Nicola went off to the shop to try and get him a card and a banner. And we couldn't get one. I would have loved to have landed back to the pub with a card and a banner for him. And maybe get a few pound off everyone for his first Holy Communion.
Yeah, a little whip around.
Yeah, and buy a G-Shock watch. That's what I bought with my communion money.
Is that what you bought?
Do you remember the G-Shock watches with the light on them went back in the early noughties? I made my communion in 2000.
Yeah.
And what I bought out of it was a G-Shock watch. Look up a 2000 version of a G-Shock watch. It was the bee's knees because it had a light.
I can't believe that you spent... When I did my communion, the only thing we got was a bag of sweets and the money was taken by my parents for other things.
Come here, did you fucking do your communion in Angela's ashes or something?
It was a bag of sweets. Canon Curry, God rest him, at the time when he communed us, when I got my first Holy Communion, I got a big bag of sweets. Everybody got a big bag of sweets.
You didn't get money?
We did get money, but I think my mother and father took the money and said, that'll go now into a safe spot. I think it went into the, you know, the Ulster Bank, Piggies.
Yeah.
The book. It went in there.
Again.
It was, well, it was somewhere on my lodgement book.
Did this happen to anybody else? Okay. It was either during communion or confirmation. So you'd make your communion in Ireland at the age of around 8.
Yes.
Then you would make your confirmation at the age of around 12.
Yeah.
And it was always the time, about a week before in school, all of a sudden the Bank of Ireland and the AIB would be into you to give you a talk and opening your first bank account and giving you an FM radio.
Isn't that bad?
Isn't that unbelievable that they were waiting for kids, like?
Yeah.
They knew that we were going to get money.
Yeah. For communion. I suppose it's the time to get people.
And that's when they got you. And the way that they reined you in was they gave you a wee goodie bag that you could put your slippers in school and it said AIB on the front of us. And then they gave you a little FM radio.
Is that morally right?
No, it's not. That because
schools should be letting banks into schools.
That is definitely not right. Like.
Is this one of the moments in adult life where after looking back on something and going, that was wrong?
Because like we're
getting...
an
inquiry.
Like we got thrown into a banking system at a young age.
Yeah.
That we now all just accept is the right system. But it's not the right system though, because if you want to make money, don't give it to a bank. It won't make any money in the bank.
So that's the reason I'm so in debt at the minute.
Yeah, invest us.
It was the communion.
Like pension funds. It was the communion that got you rich.
Oh my God.
You made your first Holy Communion and your parents said, now, AIB ring last
who
week.
Who am I suing? Ulster Bank or the Catholic Church?
No point in suing Ulster Bank anyway, that's for
well,
sure.
Well, I certainly won't get anywhere with the Catholic Church either.
No, that's for
sure. They say loads of people money.
This is where they have you. They say, join the back of the queue, lads, because we'll get you in 2080.
We'll get you eventually, yeah.
When the birth rate's gone down. Isn't that unreal?
We did talk about communions as well. The fact that Will was able to go up and get communion, even though he hadn't the aforementioned, like he had no ID to say that he was a card-carrying communion giver.
Yeah, I was going to say, if the Lord above him is so almighty, why didn't he pull some kind of a Tekken or like a Street Fighter move and go, like, because he would have known and pushed Will to the back of the church. You are not worthy.
That means the people that don't get communed can go up and get communed whenever they want.
Yeah. Now, the Catholic Church have taken a brand new stance on this, I've noticed.
Yeah.
From working in like the live streaming of funerals over COVID.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they know now that the origins of a lot of people in this country is not the Catholic Church.
Right.
So they say if you're there at an event, which could be a funeral or a wedding, so you're not going to go to church every Sunday if you're not from the Catholic Church, but you would be at a wedding or a funeral and you might not be from that.
Yeah.
And they say you come up and you take it if you want or you sit where you are or you go up and do that.
And do the slide.
They're opening it up to everybody. I just don't think he was listening.
Yeah,
he just said, shit, everyone's after getting up. I better go up and get this. Now, another belter. We got told a story after that by another person that was at the wedding who said, Butcher, I had a friend at one in Rome, I think it was, or I can't remember where it was. And he said he had never been to any kind of Catholic ceremony ever before.
Okay.
He did the same thing that Will did. He saw people going up the middle aisle.
Went for it.
Put his hands out. Took the
wafer.
Not 5-6 hours later, sitting down at the wedding, he just...
He pulled out the wafer.
At a round table, he just said to them, come here, what am I supposed to do with this? Sitting having the meal. And they said, did you not? He didn't know it was food.
But you wonder that as well. Is that like illegal against the religion?
God.
Have you wronged God by bringing the wafer with you?
I mean, it's not a wafer. Like we're saying it's a wafer, but it is the body of Christ.
And there was another story. Didn't one of the other guests at the wedding say that when they were young, above in the school, they used to break into the sacristy and ate a load of them?
Yeah, that's right. Someone said they used to wallop them down.
And we won't say the name because
I don't
think
she'd
appreciate that.
Well, the only thing is as well, there was a sister in Castlereagh who used to bring us up to, we would say, serve mass and all that kind of crack. Yeah. Like, and her big thing always was that inside in that tabernacle, which is where they keep the Eucharist, is the baby Jesus.
Right.
Now, I took that far too literal, not because of my age, but also not hugely bright, Ray. You know,
so you thought there was a baby up inside the tabernacle.
I genuinely believed there was a baby in the tabernacle.
Oh.
And I was wondering who feeds it.
Yeah.
Does it ever see the light of day?
Yeah.
And I thought it was genuinely the baby Jesus inside us.
Jesus, you were
but
right.
With everything religious, not just in Catholicism, it's all metaphor. None of it is based on any kind of reality or anything. But that's okay too. I'm not saying that's It's just, it's all metaphorical.
Very metaphorical. And not, I mean, a baby.
So there is not a baby Jesus in the tabernacle in St. Patrick's Church in Castlereagh.
No.
No, there is not.
And,
so
no, nor there
and I have checked. I have checked.
Thank you.
For everyone out there, don't go worried. I've checked.
A thing occurred to me about, I know we're still at the wedding.
Yeah.
No, we're moving off the wedding.
Well,
no,
can we just say, if you're moving off the wedding then.
Yeah.
Can we just say, like, what an unbelievable couple of days it was.
Mighty.
Not only just because Lorraine and Shaunie got married, which was, I mean, beauty beyond belief. Yeah. It was marvellous. It just to get everyone together again in a capacity like that to sit down. We sent Ali away to Roscommon.
I seen that.
For the full weekend.
How did that go?
Great. She doesn't give a shit.
Did you enjoy it?
We were like video calling, like, oh, hey, baby, how you doing? She didn't even look at us. She was like,
no.
She didn't give a shit. Her grandparents treat her like an angel. Like.
And come here, would you be inclined to do that more often?
Oh, like, she hasn't. Now we're sending her away weekly.
Yeah.
So they're going to have
you could have a life again.
They're going to have her for 3 weeks of the month. And we're going to take her for a week then.
Yeah, savage.
Yeah, and it's a great little
deal. That sounds like a plan. Yeah. So, and they get to be, you know, parents of a little baby again.
Yeah, yeah, they're loving it. They're loving it. So that was class. We just spent the whole weekend then with E, just enjoying the crack.
It was lovely.
And I mean, how brilliant was that?
You didn't do the hot box on Saturday, did you?
No, we didn't. No, they did Saturday. I was just going to get on to us.
Right.
Friday night, they get married. We drink copious pints. I leave about 2:15.
Yeah. And you left a quarter of them behind you.
I did. Leaving quarters of pints all over the place. Yeah. And I woke up then the next morning about 9:30. Couldn't believe it.
That it was
9:30. I haven't slept until 9:30. I can't remember the last time.
Right.
And then I turned on the television.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of Schmutz on Netflix.
Schmutz.
And then, yeah.
That's not...
Stuff here or there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Do you know?
Yeah.
All bits and pieces.
Yeah.
About 11 o'clock then I fell back asleep again.
Lovely.
Woke up around 12:30.
Yeah.
I was just on cloud nine.
I'd say that was nice.
I got up then and watched JAA, Formula One.
Yeah. Nicola said you didn't talk to her for about an hour.
Oh, that was her biggest... She loved that.
No reason to communicate.
She loved that. I was trying to explain that to Sharon, a friend of ours.
Yeah.
Nicola was buzzing when we got to the day two crack at about 7 o'clock that evening. Nicola was like, me and Mark sat on the couch and didn't talk for like over an hour.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you went, well...
And Sharon was like, what do you mean? Like... She was like, it was just great. Like, we just kind of sat. We had nothing to be talking about. That's what she meant.
You were safe in the silence.
Yeah. And I was trying to explain to Sharon, we had nothing to be talking to each other about. So why would we be wrecking each other's heads?
Yeah.
We just kind of fucking sat there.
It's nice that. Me and Sean do that all the time. We just sit at the table.
Yeah.
We don't talk.
Laura comes in and ruins it then.
No.
Ray, you always say that to me. You and Sean, you'd be sitting there in lovely, what is it called? Solace.
Yeah. Solace.
Laura comes in then and starts chatting to you. Breaks solitude.
Yeah.
Breaks the whole
manly solitude.
Yeah. You just be sitting there naked, do we?
Two last things to throw at you.
Go on.
One, lads with handbags. You know the
what you mean? Fanny packs or handbags?
You know the 90s bum bag?
Fanny packs and the handbags that the lads brought back from the 90s to wreck my head.
So now they're wearing them across the shoulder.
Yeah. They're wearing them across here.
I'm seeing more and more fellas doing it. First of all, my question is, what are they carrying? Because there was a long time where men didn't have to carry much by their phone.
Now they're carrying a wallet, a vape, a phone.
Okay.
Keys.
Okay.
Sunglasses.
And then they don't like end up like me with a track of my phone on my left hand pocket and my pant.
Yeah, well, I said it's Nicola. I said the good beige pant is ruined.
It's ruined because there's no track of a phone.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can see where the phone normally does be.
Yeah, I nearly have a hole in mine from the corner of me Samsung Galaxy S22 Ultra.
Yeah.
So they're putting all that in there. The reason I haven't jumped down young people's throats there like I usually would, which I'm sure is what you're expecting.
I thought you would.
When I went to Tenerife
with
my wife, I had it because it suits it around there. You're wearing little tiny shorts and a vest. Your shorts don't have, like swimming shorts.
Yeah, they don't have a
they have like two pockets, but there's nothing, you can't put anything else into it.
Yeah.
I would have a fanny pack on, but I wore it the old school 90s way.
You wear it the way the rock would
wear it. I wore it around the waist. Yeah. Because I'd have a massive, because phones are huge nowadays. I'd have a huge phone.
And
big,
would you ever
fanny phone.
Wearing it like the other way.
They've all started wearing it that way now, which, look, I'm kind of like, if that's more comfortable for you, go on ahead.
Okay.
I have one at home. I haven't never worn it in Ireland. I wore it in Tenerife for 2 weeks.
Would you wear it tonight to the gig and see what happens?
No. Look, remember the last time I tried to dress trendy?
Yeah,
I got called a toddler.
You did, yeah.
It was not, but the fanny pack of the 90s is back in full swing. And I've noticed the flares are back.
Yeah.
And you know what else is back? Skateboard jeans.
Is it?
Big baggy skateboard jeans.
You'll have to dig that one up out of the back.
I have them. I have a pair. I have a kickflip. Fuck off. I have a kickflip jean. I have an alley jean. I have all them kinds of jeans.
The last item for you.
Go on.
Is you know the way on the debts?
Of people.
Debts on Midwest Radio.
Oh yeah. The debt notices you
debt
mean.
Debt has occurred of.
RIP got sold. Anyway, go on.
That's going to become subscription apparently.
Christ almighty, you have to subscribe to the dead.
So if you want to find out who's dead, you'll have to pay €5 a month. €4.99. Like it's Spotify or Netflix for dead people.
For, yeah, yeah. 100% my mother will pay. Yeah.
Oh, they will. And my father will pay too.
Of course they will.
But on the deaths anyway, I've noticed that, and it's only because it has been on at home.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that it they'd come out and go, the death has occurred, etc. And
Willie, etc.
Willie, etc. death's occurred. And funeral arrangements are 9 o'clock to 5 or whatever, you know, the usual crack.
Yeah.
And then donations, if desired, too. And it's normally something practical, like the hospice or cancer research or whatever matters most to maybe the person that has passed away. I was thinking it'd be great if I could just get Laura to kind of get on board with this. If I ever pass away, I'd like to go donations if desired and to something odd. Do you know? Donations if desired to
OnlyFans Ireland.
Like
that is a selfless act.
Yeah.
Because you're going, I want to keep all these young ones in business getting their ditties out.
Donations
if nothing to do with Kendi. Like nothing Kendi, whatever way he died, passed away, nothing to do with it.
Or to Gene O'Boyle's political career. Donations if desired.
Can you do that?
This is it. You can pretty much say donations if desired. If you want to give a few pound to a cause that matters a lot to Ray, you'd have to pick that donations if desired to Sean O'Reilly's new drum kit. Do you know? So then all of a sudden, wouldn't my death, everybody that wanted to throw a pound in, donate.
Yeah.
And Sean gets a nice new Ludwig.
So if I die.
Yeah, what would you do with it?
Touch wood, we actually have wood for it. It would have to be donations if desired to Nicola's Amazon wish list.
So you could keep
and like, there's all kinds of weird shit in that. Like, she has some of the weirdest shit in that Amazon wish list. Like, so if that's what you mean.
Or I could do Mark Kennedy's Thorman wish list.
Yeah, yeah. Mark Kennedy's Thorman wish list.
Thorman shopping basket.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
it's not a bad it's not a bad idea.
Let's normalise that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
for
I know
sure.
that's down, that's not great now for cancer research and the hospice, who are very worthy causes that do need the donations. And I don't want to take their sources of funding away.
No.
But. Let's, you know.
Well, donations if desired to whatever.
Give them a few options.
Yeah.
The hospice or, for and, minding them.
Yeah.
And
Nicola's Amazon wish
Mary Ann Kate's OnlyFans account.
Yeah. Because I'd love.
Which gave him much joy in his final years.
Yeah. But even if it didn't, though.
Yeah.
Even if it didn't, I'd love to be like, I'm doing that for the youth of the country. So that is the most selfless act in the world.
Yeah.
Because I'm going, I'm about to go over to the other side.
Yeah.
I want to make sure the young fellas who come behind me have enough ditties to look at. Have you ever heard the...
Very philanthropic.
I don't know if it's, what do they call them, a parable or whatever, or, you know, that, you know, the act of a man is he plants a tree that he knows he'll never see grow.
Yeah. That's, oh, yeah, I like that, yeah.
You know, because he knows that the youth coming behind him will then enjoy the shade of that tree.
It's a beautiful, beautiful point.
Do you know what I mean?
So you're...
That's what I'm doing.
Right.
I may never see those ditties, lads.
But ditties.
But, Jesus, I'll tell you, I'll make sure everyone does see a ditty.
Lovely.
We keep these, we'll be going.
That's nice, now. Just a thought.
Is that, what do you call it? Sexist?
No.
Hopefully.
Yeah. The live show.
Live show, folks. I have been asked every time I go out and do gigs in the town.
Oh, I have one other thing, but I'll get to it after the live show. Oh, it's wonderful,
So the live show, ladies, we are happy to announce.
Yeah.
It is in the Garavogue again. So that means, and we mean this time, as well you know from the last one, limited tickets are available.
Yeah, and in fairness, because, it's tight
squeeze. Actually, it is a tight squeeze in there. Like, I don't know what we can sell. Maybe 100, maybe 120.
100,000.
Yeah. No, like, so seriously now... Limited tickets
are
available.
So when the tickets go on sale, which I believe they'll be up, I'd say, when this podcast is out.
They hopefully will be up by now.
And the link will be on our bio on our Instagram.
Yeah, or you can... Is it Eventbrite we use now, Brendan?
It'll be Universal
or Ticketmasters. You can go on Ticketmaster and search for the Kendi Rabo Podcast Live. But we'll send links out everywhere.
8th of August,
Thursday night, the 8th of August.
Yes. Now, we will be doing weekend dates later, maybe in the year.
This is a Thursday
this
one.
This is a Thursday.
Probably the last Thursday one.
Yes, it's the last. We're getting it out of our system. It's our last Thursday and it's going to be... And we have a special guest.
Yes, we do. Who is it, Ray?
Carl España.
Carl Spain, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be the special guest. One of the giddiest goats in all of the land. And I can't wait to talk to him. Yeah, I can't wait to talk to him.
So that's, if anything,
so
that's
cool.
a reason to go to it.
Isn't it so cool that we get to talk to people like that?
It's marvellous.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Like some of the savage guests we've had over the... And we get Carol now next as well.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I can't wait.
It's an 8 o'clock show.
Yeah.
Brian McDermott will also be there.
He will, from Pixel Productions.
It will feature Pixel Productions.
Brendan will be there at 5:10.
Brendan will be there... no.
He'll be there at
10 past 8.
He'll be there.
And he'll send a text 15 minutes before that saying...
Yes.
You better get the doors open running late, lad.
Yeah, yeah. He'd say, will you go down and start taking tickets off people? Yeah, exactly. I had to put on a fucking uniform and everything for the Gareth Oak.
Is that that?
Anyway, 8th of August, lads, to get the tickets. Lads, they will sell out.
I have big news.
Come on.
So,
what is
it? Wait till I find it here now. So, I obviously went to see Rammstein with a good friend of the podcast, Luke Devaney.
Yeah.
Luke and myself, it was supposed to be me and Laura.
Yeah.
But Laura kind of said, I've seen them once, that's enough. You go on.
Well, it was probably, she actually said, I've seen them once, that was too many times.
That was too many times. One too many times.
Yeah.
So Luke was delighted to come with me.
Yeah.
And myself and Luke then stayed in the room that me and Laura would have stayed in the lovely Mespel Hotel in Dublin. It was a twin room. I did ring ahead and got a twin room.
Did he get a full experience of Ray at
Well, he got the full Ray experience as what Laura experiences on a regular basis.
Still talking?
No, never mind that. But that's what I thought. As we were going to bed after our last... By the way, we finished up the night with 2 pints of Blue Moon. I'm surprised we didn't dare strip off each other.
Yeah, and you both got into the bed naked. Then
we both got into the bed and I said, do you know what I'm going to do, Luke? I'm going to record tonight because no doubt that I'm in a different room. You're going to now experience a bit of me.
Lovely.
Right? And that didn't happen.
He woke up with a flute in his ear.
No, I got a lot of Luke.
Go away. He does it as well.
Well, here is Luke Devaney live last Sunday night in and this he didn't even realise he did this. So I'm just gonna play this. So
oh, that's heavy.
Heavy going, isn't it? It sounds like a chainsaw. Or a dirt
it's
bike.
It's so consistent.
Yeah, but the worst thing is, every one of them.
Jeez, he's about to take flight. He's about to take flight. What the fuck?
It went on for half an hour.
Could you can't sleep with that, can you? No,
I didn't sleep straight through it.
Oh yeah, good. That's
thankfully,
good. Yeah,
because we had picked pints over and a good spot to stand at the Rammstein concert. I was out of it. Then an alarm went off at 7 o'clock on the button, right? A fire alarm, and I got that as well. And here it is. I was just gonna.
Oh, that's such an annoying sound.
7 o'clock.
Oh,
and then,
my God.
Wait to hear this then.
I know I'm hot, but Jesus Christ, it's unnecessary. 7 o'clock on the button.
Oh, jeez. That wasn't pleasant.
Okay. Back to sleep. Now's a good time to have a bit of hydration.
Always stay hydrated. That was me having a drop of water.
How? First of all, you narrate all of your life.
We narrated it, not knowing. We didn't remember it was recording.
You talked yourself the whole way through.
I talked the whole of myself. And of course, Luke's comment about, I know I'm hot, but that was unnecessary.
Yeah.
He was so witty.
How the fuck do you wake up hungover at 7 a.m. with a comment like that?
It was a real little joke.
That is unbelievable. I know it's hot, but the fire alarm, lads. Come on now, that's a bit too far.
Yeah.
Thanks
to the Mespel for waking us at 7 o'clock. We did go back to sleep.
Is that a fire alarm drill?
No, it was just, I'd say someone, it went off accidentally for a few moments.
I mean, Tommy Tiernan said it before, but it's so true. Typical Irish to go, I'll not be getting up dog till I'm burning.
No.
Do you know, I'll get another little bit out of
we'll
this.
We'll get a small bit of smell of smoke, then we'll go.
And then we might go then.
We might leave.
We'll see if they tell us to go or not.
Who knew that Luke Devaney was like a trainer in the night snoring stuff?
Oh my God, man, that is aggressive snoring. Christ almighty.
That's it. Now that's the end of it for me.
That's all the crack, I suppose. We'll see you on the live show. Well, we'll have plenty more dates before that.
We have another episode after this.
We have loads of them.
Are we doing anything for 250? I know you poo-poo on me saying the episode number, but next week is our 250th episode.
Should we not?
Now, that is not an invitation to Lily Goosewax down the country to send us another fucking load of groceries. So don't, before you even think about it, Caroline, stop.
Yeah.
Put the checkbook away and just we'll figure something out here in Sligo.
We might do something for 250. We'll see what happens.
Party.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe we might even bring a special guest on.
We might bring someone on. You know, we could talk to someone. We could. Yeah. We could talk to the people.
Keep
an ear out for that, lads. A fair play to Brendan for flicking the keys off himself.
Fair play.
Thanks to Pixel Production and the Sligo Show for letting us record in their beautiful space.
I'm going to home to have a little microwave dinner for myself.
Oh, one of the what you call
them? I decided to go for a Centro own brand microwave dinner today. So we'll see how that's like.
Fuck me, Ray. You'll be stuck to the ball for the rest of the night. Record that as well, will you?
Yeah.
Ray, fair play to me.
Fair play to me.
Good luck.
The Kendi and Rabo Podcast.
sponsored by Maeve's Cozy Front Lounge and the Garavogue.